Welcome to Africa Zealand's PE Podcast, your premier podcast for the language services industry in Africa.
This podcast is supported by Multilingual, your go-to source for language industry news since 1987.
Hi, and welcome to the sixth episode of Africa's LSP podcast. In this episode, we are going to discuss intertwining law and languages. For me, it's a very exciting topic, and I can't wait to talk about it. Joining me is Lou Aya Dwabu. She's a lawyer linguist, and I guess she has a lot to tell us about this particular profession. Aya, you're welcome to Africa's LSP podcast.
Thank you very much, Adi, for having me here. I'm so happy to join you today and talk to you about my passion and my area of interest. So my name is Lou Aya Dwabu. I am from Côte d'Ivoire. And my background starts, you know, from graduating in 2011 from the Catholic University of West Africa. And I got my master's degree in business law then. But after that, I wanted more. I wanted to expand my knowledge and skills. So I decided to go to Ghana and learn English. So I spent 3 years learning English here. I also taught French as a foreign language at Alliance Française. And after that, I went back to Côte d'Ivoire, and I decided to work for a language firm as a language consultant. So basically, I was teaching business English to company executives so that they can achieve their business goals. And it was such a very lovely experience. So after, let's say, barely a year of experience within that language firm, I needed to mingle, you know, my law background and my language skills and professional experience. So I went to France and I found a course in the University of Poitiers that is called the Master de Juriste Linguiste, which is lawyer linguist. And in that course, we were really intersecting law and languages. So it was like bringing together all the pieces of my life, my professional experience, my background, my passion, all together as a very logic puzzle. So this is what I did. I graduated in 2018. And ever since, I've been intersecting law and languages in my career.
Fantastic. So after you completed in 2018, what have you been up to?
Okay. So what happened is that when I was in France, I knew after graduating, I didn't want to stay there. So let's say 1 year before I graduated, I started doing some research on the internet because I wanted to embark on an international career, but on the continent of Africa. So I started researching on opportunity for young people within some top Pan-African or continental institutions, so the ECOWAS, the African Union, the AFDB, and so on. So I stumbled upon, I won't call it a vacancy, but yeah, an opportunity for the youth, which is called the African Union Youth Volunteer Corps, AUYVC. And I applied, you know, I applied in June 2018. And in August, I got the confirmation that I was shortlisted. So I was definitely elated. And I knew that would be a very good entry point as a young person, you know, into the international career on the continent. So when I was shortlisted, I think the following month, yeah, I went for a pre-deployment training in Rwanda. The following year, I was actually deployed to serve the African Union in Gambia. So I was serving the African Union at the African Commission on Human and People's Rights in Banjul, the Gambia. And there, my language and legal skills were combined to perfection because we had to draft decisions, you know, when we receive human rights complaints. So we had to draft decisions. And I did so in English and in French. So I was able to capitalize on the skills that I received when I was doing my course in Poitiers, lawyer linguist. So that was really a very, very beautiful experience. And after that, I started working as a program officer for an international NGO. And that's what I've been doing ever since. And I'm working in both English and French, and I'm definitely using human rights law, you know, as the basis. So I'm a graduate lawyer linguist. I will not say per se that I'm practicing as a lawyer linguist, but my language and legal skills combined together, they serve me like up to now. It's thanks to that I'm still able to quote unquote excel in my field. So that's basically it, pretty much it.
That's very interesting. So basically, a lawyer linguist is someone who works within the language services industry, but can also work within other spaces. Is that it?
Yes. A lawyer linguist can definitely work within the language services industry, but also within the legal, you know, the legal world. Because let's say to summarize, a lawyer linguist is a sort of civil engineer that builds bridges between legal systems that are totally different, between legal systems practicing different languages. So it can work in both worlds, definitely.
Would like to know mm-hmm. more about what a lawyer linguist does within mm-hmm. the language services industry. Let's say, for instance, you have a client coming to you and asking for your services. Can you give us a breakdown of how you would proceed with providing a particular task or a particular service to a client?
Okay. So it starts with legal translation, as simple as that. It can be legal translation services, but not only that. So maybe a client, receives a contract from another corporation or another company, but the language that they speak, the client does not understand. So the client will come to the lawyer linguist and ask whether they can translate this contract so that they can understand what they are signing up for. You understand? So it's not only legal translation. Yeah. It's also for the lawyer linguist to understand the legal concept of the source. I will call it the source country. Yeah. The source country or the source text. Because that lawyer linguist must, you know, most of the time in the course that we take, we do comparative law. So the lawyer linguist must really know the concept in the target country and the concept in the source country. So you make the client understand what they are signing. If there is a concept that does not exist in the country of the client who has to sign that contract, you have to break it down to the client so that the client exactly understands what they are signing up for. So that's number one. Number two, the lawyer linguist can do legal research within a context that has a foreign element. So let's say a company wants to relocate in another country, and they want to know what is the legal regime that governs relocation of a company in that country. So what you do as a lawyer linguist is to Look for the information that your client needs to relocate his or her company and make that information available to the client in the language that they speak, using concepts that the client can understand. You understand? So that's also what it is. The lawyer linguist can definitely do legal interpretation. If he or she is a very good interpreter, they can do legal interpretation. For example, at the African Commission where I was working, there were a lot of legal concepts that needed to be interpreted. And if you don't have this law background, it will be very difficult for you to interpret some concepts. I'll bet you are very good in English, but it will be very difficult for you to interpret some concepts.
Yeah.
You can also draft contracts, etc. You know, you can do a lot of things.
So you mentioned that lawyer linguists also provide interpretation services. Is this something that you usually get requests for?
I did a little, yeah. I did a little. Recently, I interpreted for my NGO because we were organizing, let's say, sort of commemorative event for some legal texts called the Abidjan Principles. So we interpreted, the speakers, and it was interesting. Yeah, I did some, not a lot, but I did some.
And so, what do you enjoy most? Is it the translation? Or you would also enjoy interpretation?
To be honest, I enjoy the translation because I take, you know, the research aspect of it is so, so beautiful, so interesting, because before you translate, you have to make sure what you are translating is accurate. So for that, you have to do research most of the time in the target country to see whether you can find an equivalent to the concept you are translating. So yeah, I definitely enjoy legal translation in that field.
That's interesting. So let's talk a bit about technology. In your work as a lawyer linguist, do you use any types of tools that are maybe different from the normal, from what the translators would use?
No, not really different. Apart from the tools that we all know in the translation world, I don't really use.
You mean the CAT tools?
Yeah, the CAT tools. That's what I mean. Yeah, I don't really use something much different. What I use is to me, it's even old school. You know, some legal dictionaries. You know, some research. I do some research online. You know, that's basically what I do. But yeah, in terms of consistency, to make sure that the terms are consistently translated, I definitely need to use CAT tools. But that's pretty much it.
Now let's come to the African landscape when it comes to what lawyer linguists do. Do you see a lot of companies soliciting the services of lawyer linguists, and do clients actually understand the need for these people?
So first of all, there are not a lot of lawyer linguists in Africa. I'm betting that we don't really know some. People don't really know about this niche. I'll call it a niche. They don't really know about it. Because even in France, there are very few universities that, you know, offer this course. And in Africa, there are no universities at all that offer this course. So, number one, they are not really widely known. So what companies tend to do is just to hire a regular translator, for lack of a better word. Yeah, just a translator. But the translator now will go an extra mile to do some research when some legal terminology is involved, to try their best to translate some legal concepts. So what I believe is important is for the profession to be much more recognized in Africa, Because there's a very vast opportunity on the continent. You know, with the African Continental Free Trade Area that has, you know, is currently being implemented, although slowed down by the pandemic, there is an opportunity for lawyer linguists in Africa, because what we are aiming at is an integrated market. It's an integrated Africa where there won't be boundaries. So companies will be encouraged to relocate or to open more branches in other countries, and they will definitely lawyer linguists to do that. So to respond to your question, no, people really don't know that there are people like that who can secure their transition, their business transition, I'll put it that way, and there is opportunity. There's human opportunity for lawyer linguists in Africa.
In terms of recognition, what do you think can be done to create that kind of understanding or perception of visibility about the work that lawyer linguists do?
Okay. Number one, there is the need to have more lawyer linguists. That's first thing first. More lawyer linguists, faculties that need to open this specific course on the continent so that more people will embark on it. So if more people embark on it, more people graduate, they will tend to be organizing, you know, societies. You know, like law societies in the UK, or you know, medical associations. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what we need.
And well, aside that, at your own level, like, what do you think you can also do to contribute? Because I think you have a lot to contribute, your skills. Is there anything you think you can do?
Okay. So currently, since I already have some engagements with the NGO I work with, I cannot do pretty much, but definitely what I would recommend myself in the future, or recommend other people who are interested in this career path, is to make themselves known out there. You know, there is a niche to explore, so people should increase their visibility through different platforms, you know, professional platforms or even social media, for them to make the general public know that there are people who can offer their services not only in the legal field but also in terms of language skills. So it's very important to put ourselves out there. It's also very important to approach law faculties. That's something I'm very keen on. You know, approach law faculties and let's say go to the law faculties and suggest that we teach legal English to law students, or suggest that we offer our services to lawyers who want to widen their portfolio of clients. You know, that's how the profession will be known and maybe recognized one day.
In terms of career prospects, because you're talking about the fact that we need more lawyer linguists. Now, if persons or people go to enroll in such programs, what are some of the career prospects that are open for them?
Thank you. So this career offers such a wide range of opportunities. Not only can you still be, I would say, quote unquote, normal lawyer in your country with some skills, I mean, some language skills, you can be a legal translator, and this is very needed, you know, here in Africa. You can be a legal translator, you can be a legal researcher, you can work for, for universities, you know, to do legal research for them. You can be an a legal interpreter. You can open your law firm like a regular lawyer, and on the side have a sort of language department. so that when people come to your law firm, not only will they look or seek legal advice, but they might need to translate maybe some documents that they need into the language that you master. So yeah, this you can do a lot of. You can work in international organizations.
So, yeah. How many languages must one know to excel in this area?
Yeah, so the minimum would be two. So we need, because we need one source text or one source country, one target text or one target country. So the minimum would be two, so long as you master it.
Thank you so much, Aya.
You're welcome.
We are drawing close to the end of our discussion. It was very, mm-hmm. very informative, and mm-hmm. I've learned a lot, especially about the fact that this is a niche that has a lot of opportunities on the African continent, and so lawyers and other persons within the industry can actually take the opportunity to build their capacity in this. Do you have any closing comments?
First of all, thank you again for giving me the opportunity to speak to such new field, quote unquote. What I would say is to encourage people who are a bit confused, especially students who are a bit confused as to what career path to choose. In case you are confused, just learn another language. That was my case, you know. I was confused as to what career path to choose. I didn't know what to do. So when you are confused, you don't know, go and learn one or two additional languages. And this skill that you would have acquired one day would definitely serve you. That's what I wanted to say.
I believe so too. So thank you so much for joining us. It's been very, very great to have you here with
us.
We look forward to having further discussions on law and languages because it's a very interesting topic.
Yes. Thank you so much, Adi.
We invite you to go to multilingual.com/AfricaLSP to receive a free one-year digital subscription to Multilingual Magazine. You can also find this link in the podcast description.